AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Chicago's own will highlight night two at the Democratic National Convention. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Barack and Michelle Obama are among tonight's speakers, along with the second gentleman.
Doug Emhoff will show America the Kamala Harris only he knows.
Harris, Walz campaign spokesman Michael Tyler, and convention officials say tonight's program will start a half hour early after last night's ran hours late, pushing President Biden's speech past midnight Eastern and forcing cancellations of speeches.
But I always thought that I'd see you again.
And a performance by James Taylor. It's uncertain if they'll be rescheduled. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police have added additional security fences at a Chicago park where protesters clashed with police near the site of the convention. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds is in Chicago to monitor the convention. He talked about the Democrats' use of the word joy.
Joy does not provide security. Joy does not provide an economic vision. Joy does not provide peace on the Middle East. Go take your joy to the mullahs in Iran and see what happens to you. It doesn't work.
Donald Trump is campaigning today in Michigan. Russian sources say Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the bridges over the Sem River in western Russia as Kyiv's incursion into western Russia entered its third week. Even as Ukraine hails its success on Russian territory, the Russian push in eastern Ukraine is poised to claim another key center, the city of Pokrovsk. Hamas, in a new statement, is calling the latest ceasefire proposal presented to it as a reversal of what it agreed to previously and accused the U.S. of acquiescing to what it called new conditions from Israel. There's no immediate U.S. response. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the region as talks continue. This is AP News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is expected to step down today.
About a month after a jury convicted him on federal bribery charges, the 70-year-old denied all of the allegations and in a letter to Governor Phil Murphy last month said he's planning to appeal. On Friday, the Democratic governor named his former top aide, George Helmy, to succeed Menendez until the November election results for the Senate seat are certified. The stakes in the race are high, with Democrats holding on to a narrow majority. Representative Andy Kim faces Republican hotel developer Curtis Bashaw. Meanwhile, Menendez's resignation appears to mark the end of a nearly lifelong political career. I'm Julie Walker.
Ernesto picked up strength as a hurricane as it headed farther out in the Atlantic toward easternmost Canada. It will still cause powerful swells, dangerous surf, and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.